And so just, I had not previously stated this, but just wanted to remind people to mute their phones if they're not speaking. They can unmute when they choose to speak. And for the most part, go through Carl Kazi, Mr. Kazi, or Nancy Conley to be recognized. And I think it worked last time that as much as possible, we did it that way. But if we're missing somebody's recognition, they would be able to jump in to do that. So I'm going to call the meeting to order. And this meeting is being held in accordance with House Rule 10.01, which is posted online. And for the roll call, Carol is able to see the number of members and phones that are connected, and the quorum is present. So we now move to approval of minutes. Representative Brand, would you make the motion on the adoption from the last meeting, please?
Madam Chair, I move the minutes from the April 28th meeting.
All right. The minutes were posted online and sent to you by Mr. Kazi. I'm going to just wait a few seconds here to see if anyone has any comments or questions about the meeting. Minutes. No one has jumped in, so seeing no comment, Representative Brand's motion is before us. We've been advised we don't need a roll call for minutes, so we're just going to do this by a voice vote. So you should unmute your phones at this point. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. The motion prevails. The minutes for April 28th are approved. So next we go to what we have before us on our agenda, and we have two bills on the agenda. We're going to finish up the work on House File 4285, which is the Ag Policy Bill, and then we will hear the description of the proposed DE for the Supplemental Finance Bill. And so beginning this final action, House File 4285, we are going to bring it forward. I had moved that bill before the committee on Tuesday when we walked through the DE, and then we laid it over. So at this point, and we did offer the opportunity for public comment through written testimony, and one person did respond, and that's been provided to members. We have previously heard all of the bills that are included in this policy bill, so we didn't anticipate a lot of people providing public comments, but we did not hear any except that one person. So so the way we'll operate today is we have the bill. I will move the DE, and then we will move the amendments to the DE to put the bill in the order that we want it to be in. This bill will then go to Ways and Means, as it has a couple of fiscal items, and we talked about those, that they are absorbed costs, but they are some fiscal items, so it will go to Ways and Means. So I'll bring House File 4285 back before the division, and I'm going to move the H4285 DE1 amendment to get it before us. So I have done that. Now I'm going to just move the A2 amendment to the DE1, and hopefully people have their computers up and or they have a paper copy, but I'll just describe that when we brought the bill forward, we were in really final negotiations with Senator Weber on what he was going to include, what we were going to include, because we were hoping to have a bill that would be able to pass through both the House and the Senate and be similar, so that we would address that in that way. And we had one provision that I had left in our version that Senator Weber was not agreeable to. They had a concern about the language that talked about the commissioner allowing him to be able to encourage the 50% advance payment for agri value added grants. And so that was something that was not agreed to. So that is something we will remove with this amendment. And the second is the soy crusher language. This actually was the language that was the preferred language, and we just missed it. So we are making that change to get it into the shape that we wanted it to be in. So those are the two items within the amendment, the A2 amendment. Is there any discussion? And I don't believe I have anybody on a list that wanted to be recognized. At this point, so okay. So then I will. I don't see any further discussion. I will call for the vote. So again, please unmute your devices. And all those in favor of the A2 amendment, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. The motion prevails, and the amendment is adopted. Okay, so now we move to the A3 amendment. This is an amendment that came to us from, it's Bruce, and I always want to call him now Cleburne because we have our own Cindy Cleburne, but as Bruce Clavin. Mr. Clavin had brought this forward. It's something he wanted us to kind of be aware of, and so MDA, worked with him, and we are modifying the language in the wholesale producer dealer language. We are going to allow for the exemption, which is in current law for certain marketing cooperatives, and those include the sugar beet cooperatives. So if you have questions, I think we'll have Representative Keel answer them. No, sorry, I'm just... she's probably more familiar with this than I am. So I, that's what the amendment is. And so, is there any discussion about the amendment? And again, no one has indicated that they'd like to comment on this. So I will call for the vote for the A3 amendment. And again, unmute your devices. And all those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed, say nay. All right. The motion prevails, and that amendment is adopted. So there are no other amendments to the DE, and the DE as amended is before us. So now we want to know if there's any discussion regarding the DE as amended. And seeing no further discussion, we will vote on the DE as amended. And this will be a voice vote at this point because we're still on an amendment. So we're just going to have the voice vote. So if you would unmute your phones. And all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. Okay, the motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. So we now have House File 4285 as amended, which is before us. So now any final questions or comments before we vote?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair,
Hamilton.
Hamilton, yeah, thank you. I just want to offer my support. Thank you for your work on this, working with the Senate as well. These are unprecedented times, and it's a little difficult to do all this over the phone also, but you've been very open. I just want to say thank you and offer my support to the bill.
Thank you, Representative Hamilton. It is unusual for real to have to do these things through phone calls and meetings, electronic means. You know, it's like we do like to sit down and see each other's faces and interact a little bit differently. But Senator Weber and I have, fortunately, since we worked together last year, had the opportunity to kind of be able to do that again this year. So it is, I think it's a good bill. It does deal with policy that MDA supported and wanted us to bring forward, and some other policy items that individuals had for bills. So I'm happy that we were able to do that. So any other comments from anyone? All right, then I'm going to renew my motion that House File 4285, as amended, be recommended to be referred to the Ways and Means Committee. And now this will be final action on this bill, so I'm going to do it by roll call. So I'm going to have you unmute your phones, and then Mr. Cosby is going to take the roll. And just a reminder, I guess I've had this problem when I've been on a roll call that I thought I voted, and people couldn't hear my vote. So what's going to happen is he will take the roll, and if he doesn't hear you make a declaration of an aye or an a, then he will come back to you, just to make sure that we catch people. If we have you in the meeting, we're going to anticipate that you're going to vote on this, so just be aware of that. But Mr. Cosby, you can go ahead and start the roll.
Chair Poppy?
Aye.
Vice Chair Brand?
Brand votes aye.
Representative Hamilton?
Hamilton, aye.
Representative Anderson?
Anderson, aye.
Representative Eklund?
Eklund, aye.
Representative Hansen? Representative Keel?
Aye.
Representative Cleavorn?
Aye.
Representative Lippert?
Aye.
Representative Lewick?
Lewick, aye.
Representative Miller?
Miller, aye.
Representative Poston?
Poston, aye.
Representative Tabke?
Aye.
Representative Bang? Representative Wozlowick?
Aye.
Representative Bang? The result of the roll is 13 aye, 2 absent.
Okay. And I know that Representative Hansen was excused, but is Representative Bang, was she on the phone call?
Representative Bang?
No, she's not.
Does not appear to be on the phone call.
Okay. All right. So we have 13 ayes, 0 nays. So with that, the motion prevails, and the bill is passed, and it will be going to Ways and Means. So thank you all for that. Now we are moving on to House File 4490. This is a supplemental ag finance bill. And as we are all aware of the situation that we're in, we are going to be facing some really tough times with our state budget, but we're also facing really tough times within the ag sector, and knowing that our farmers and producers are making unbelievable decisions on a daily basis about what they can do and how they can take care of their animals or their crops or their vegetables or whatever it might be. There's just a lot of heartbreak, certainly within the ag community. But we have heard a number of bills this session and last session, and this is going to be the bill 4490. Reflects the items contained in House File 4538, as well as some other language from other bills. So we wanted to be able to post this. This is not yet the same bill that's moving through the Senate. I know that they today had a finance Division meeting and are bringing forward their proposed DE. And so there's going to be some differences. And I look forward to us getting to a point where we are going to have a bill that will be in agreement with the Senate. But we're not there yet. So we are proposing this. And I just want to make a couple of announcements. Written public testimony is invited. Just a second here. So written public testimony is invited. And that please submit by noon tomorrow to Ms. Connolly, that written public testimony. It will be posted online and shared with members. This will provide time for members to consider the testimony before amendments to the DE are due at 9:45 a.m. on Monday, May 4th. So we're not taking action today. What we're doing today is going to hear from Mr. Savory and Mr. Sullivan about the DE, and we'll eventually next Tuesday be moving that bill out to Ways and Means. So just as I can now turn it over to Mr. Sullivan, who will do the walkthrough of the language of the DE. Mr. Sullivan.
Madam Chair and members, this is Colby Sullivan from the House Research Department. I'll be walking through the DE1 amendment that in the top left corner has a time and date stamp of yesterday, the 29th, at 4:58 p.m. First section in the Delete Everything Amendment is on page 1, Article 1, Agriculture Appropriations, and Section 1 would provide additional money in state fiscal year 21 to the Minnesota Department of Agriculture for farm and rural mental health activities. The language is similar to the department supplemental request and Chair Poppy's House File 4538. The language for members to review starts on page 2, line 2.26 to 2.32. You'll see there's additional $50,000 in the second year, and there's also language on lines 2.30 to 2.32 expanding eligible uses of the money by the Department of Agriculture to include suicide prevention training and mental health awareness and training for farm and rural adolescents. Section 2, if members scroll to page 3, that's the start of Section 2. This section would provide additional money to the Department of Agriculture in fiscal year 21 for the Agri program, specifically for a new activity, which is to assist farmers and value-added agricultural businesses negatively impacted by COVID-19. And the language for this section is down on page 7. Line 7.5 to 7.8. It reads there's $150,000 in the second year for assistance to farmers and value-added agricultural businesses whose markets and operations were negatively impacted by COVID-19. And as with the other allocations from Agri in the 2019 law, you can see on line 7.9 and 7.10 that this $150,000 allocation would be one time, not part of the base. So Section 3 begins on the following page, page 8. This is a section that would provide additional money for the Farm Advocates Program that's coordinated by the Department of Agriculture. And this language is similar to Representative Brand's proposals this year in House Files 4102 and House File 4104. The language in this bill is on 8.28. You can see that what it does is add the additional money in the second year, $25,000, I believe, and then specifies that it's one-time money, so the base reverts back to $267,000 in the next biennium, fiscal years 22 and 23. Next section, Section 4, starts on the bottom of page 11. It's a little different format to these appropriations because these following two items are new money for activities that were not funded last year by the legislature. The previous items are all additional money for previously funded activities. These next two are new. Section 4 on the bottom of page 11 and onto page 12 is the farm safety grant outreach language, the appropriation, excuse me, for that activity, the new programs at the department. You can see that it would provide $100,000 in fiscal 21 one time and split that money in half for farm safety grants and half for the outreach campaign. Then the final section of Article 1 is on page 12, Section 5. This is from House File 4490 as introduced. The language is exactly the same as the bill that the members heard earlier this year, and it provides $675,000 to the Department of Ag for grants to the University of Minnesota for testing equipment at the VDL, or the Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, including but not limited to equipment and supplies necessary to respond to African swine fever. And Article 2 is here on page 12 and just two sections long. The first section is the exact same language that members just adopted as part of the DE amendment for House File 4285, the policy bill. This is the farm safety grant and outreach language. That continues on to page 13, where the final section, water, plumbing, and sewage. This is the proposal, a request by the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. And what it would do, as I read it, is it would allow the agency discretion to issue a food handler license to a food retailer, wholesaler, processor, manufacturer, et cetera, in situations where the applicant's source water, water supply, or water disposal system does not meet the applicable rules issued by a state agency for such water systems. But the language provides the department could do this only after an investigation and a determination that the rules aren't relevant to this particular business and the applicant is otherwise fit to engage in the business for which they have applied. That is the end of Article 2 and the DE1 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Sullivan. Mr. Savory.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ken Savory here from House Fiscal Analysis. I'm going to take everyone through the spreadsheet that was provided in the medium materials packet earlier today. If you look in the upper right-hand corner, it will have a date stamp and time stamp of 4/29/2020 at 5:27 p.m. I'll be speaking mostly towards the two columns to the right-hand side of the spreadsheet entitled HF4490DE1. As Mr. Sullivan said, all of the appropriations within the appropriations article are one-time, and all of them in this instance do occur in FY 2021. I'll start on line 4, which is the Enhancing Farm Safety Program. That is a $100,000 appropriation in fiscal 21. It's split equally between the safety grant program and the outreach campaign. Line 7 represents the Enhancing Farm and Rural Mental Health Support. That's an additional $50,000 for that program. Skipping down more to line 10 is supporting Minnesota farmers and processors. This is the $150,000 in the agri program that Mr. Sullivan referenced. Line 11 represents the increase of $25,000 to the farm advocates program. And line 12 is the appropriation to the Department of Ag and then to the University of Minnesota for the Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, or VDL. In sum total, the appropriations on line 14 total to $1 million. Of general fund money. And if you look on line 21, the net general fund spending is the same as the sum total in fiscals 20 and 21, which is $1 million. Additionally, Mr. Sullivan mentioned the licensing for water sources for food sales. And as Mr. Sullivan said, this would expand the type of businesses eligible for the food handler license. And so none of that revenue, which is a general fund fee, none of that revenue shows up in fiscal 20 and 21, but some small revenue increases for the general fund fees do start to come through in the tail. So in fiscal 22 and 23, you'll see a small general fund increase totaling $3,000. And on line 21, that's represented as a negative because it is, in fact, positive revenue to the general fund. It doesn't count towards any sort of target of any kind. Also, too, I wanted to point out at the bottom of the spreadsheet, you'll see a footnote regarding Laws 2020, Chapter 74, which, as members may remember, appropriated $1.25 million to the Second Harvest Heartland Farm to Food Shelf Program earlier in session. This was a governor's requested position, but because it's not in this bill, I didn't include it in the regular spreadsheet. I just made a note as that appropriation has already become law. And, Madam Chair, I think that concludes the walkthrough.
Thank you, Mr. Savory. I think we have a question. Representative Miller.
Thank you, Chair Poppy. The question I had was kind of already resolved, so I'm good to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Anyone else seeking to be recognized?
Chair Poppy, this is Representative Anderson.
Yes, Representative Anderson. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just wondering, you know, we're all concerned and wondering about, you know, the financial state of Minnesota. The bill that we're going to be approving today, how close are we to the Senate version, or is there a pretty big difference in spending between the two bills? Can you fill us in on that?
On this bill, on the ag finance, we won't actually approve it today. We'll be bringing it before us on Tuesday. It is similar in the fact that it's at $1 million for general fund spending. The Senate is doing some different things, taking some money from AgReIT and earmarking some dollars from AgReIT, and maybe has a little bit different perspective on some aspects of it. I know that the Vet Diagnostic Lab is in each of the bills, and there is money for some farm safety in each of the bills. And so I think there's farm advocates, there's money in each of the bills for that. Those are at different amounts. So I think we'll both be at $1 million. However, I know that some other things are being done in the Senate version that we did not do. So we are similar, but not yet at a point where we are completely identical to each other. We've got a ways to go. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that the biggest single item is the diagnostic equipment for the lab, so I'm glad that's in both bills, and thank you for that update, and it looks to be a pretty good bill. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Anderson. We are looking at what the Senate is doing and how they're proposing some things, so it will be interesting to see how their version will add compared to what we end up with, you know, with our version. But we are we're pleased that at least we're getting to maybe $1 million kind of agreement. And that was something that the leadership had given us the okay to move ahead and put together a bill. And we're doing that based on the fact that we did have needs. And the VDL is our top priority, and certainly with regards to COVID-19, everything that's happened for the human side of things, we're also looking at what could happen if we had animal disease. So we're concerned about that. And I know that, you know, when we look at funding, and I know when Representative Hamilton was the chair and the avian flu, many of us were around during that time, avian flu situation created havoc amongst our poultry farmers. And even now with COVID-19, not just hog farmers, our poultry farmers as well are having some difficulty with going to market. And so there's a much larger issue as far as what we're doing with these animals and what we're doing with the farmers that are raising the animals. So I know that there's still likely to be more to look at for financing different things, but for what we're looking at just within the ag portion of the budget, that's why we are kind of focused on this. And so, any other questions?
Madam Chair, this is Jeff Brand. Do we have somebody?
Yes.
Do we have somebody from MDA answering questions by chance?
We do. I know that we have a couple of people that, here, but I think Commissioner Place is on the line.
Excellent, Madam Chair. I have one question I'd like to ask.
Yes, what's your question, Representative Brand?
Madam Chair, this is for MDA. I was just kind of curious if they could weigh in a little bit. I know Farmatics gets money. We're going to bump it up $25,000 from what we were offering for this year. Could they, you know, I did the calculations. There's like 10 farm advocates out there, so $25,000 divided by 10 is $2,500 extra. Mm-hmm. That's about 120 billable hours extra in addition to what they're already doing now. I was just kind of curious if they could weigh in on, is $25,000 enough? Would they like to see more if there was more available? Just like to hear their viewpoint on it.
Yes. Commissioner Place, are you on the line?
Hi, Madam Chair. I am. I also think Peter is on the line, and he would be better equipped to answer this.
Okay, if Peter's on the line as well.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Chesset, please just identify yourself and then you can answer the question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Peter Chesset, Director of Government Affairs at the Department of Agriculture. And Representative Brand, I think $25,000 would certainly help. You know, we're seeing our farm advocates are obviously seeing a lot of work right now, and I think $25,000, particularly when it comes to overtime hours, would certainly help. Once we have a better understanding of kind of, or once the situation is stabilized a bit more. There is also some, we'll have to look in to see what needs there are, particularly in southwest Minnesota. But $25,000 would be appreciated.
Thank you.
Representative Brand, did you have a follow-up to that? Or?
Nope, that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other questions?
Chair Poppe, this is Representative Cleburne.
Yes, Representative Cleburne, go ahead.
I would like also to say thank you for the work that you've done on this bill, and I would also like to say thank you to Representative Hamilton for being part of that conversation. But I would also, I just want to make sure that I'm on the record for saying I want to make sure that we really take care of our farm advocates and making sure that they have the resources that they need to support our farmers. And also to the farm safety portion of this bill, to make sure that our workers are going to work in conditions where they will be safe. And so I just want to say thank you for the hard work that you've done, and I'd like to just let you know my priority is there. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Anyone else have comments? And I'm going to say I think I need to back up. I'm not sure if I actually moved House File 4490 to get the bill before us. So I apologize if I did not do that. I'm going to do that. So I just back that up a little bit. But anybody else have any questions or comments up for discussion?
Excuse me, Madam Chair. Are you moving the bill as amended with the DE or?
No. Nope.
Am I confused? Okay. Thank you.
Right now, I'm just moving the the original House File 4490. And then we are hearing today just the DE. And we won't move that until Tuesday.
Thank you for the clarification.
Mm-hmm. And so we've had the walkthrough, and we've from Mr. Sullivan, and the walkthrough of the spreadsheet by Mr. Savory. And just a couple of reminders. Next Tuesday, we will meet, I believe, at our regular time at 9:45. First, I should say thank you for accommodating this late afternoon meeting. We obviously, with session this morning, we kind of got bumped out of our original time slot and needed to find another time. So I appreciate that people found time to be able to attend this afternoon. So thank you for that. But next Tuesday, we will then take up the DE, move the DE and any amendments that people have. And if there's any further communication with Senator Westrom before then, we may have some amendments to do that day. And so just a written public testimony is invited. Please submit via email to Ms. Connolly by noon on Friday, May 1st. That will be tomorrow. So if you have public testimony you'd like to provide, and then any amendments will be due by 9:45 a.m. on Monday, May 4th. So if you are paying attention to tomorrow and know if there's something that comes forward and you'd like to see about having an amendment, you can do that, but that is due by 9:45 on Monday, May 4th. I don't see anybody else seeking recognition, and I don't hear anybody else seeking recognition. So I'm going to just say that we are going to adjourn this meeting. That completes our agenda. We'll be adjourning, and our next meeting is scheduled, for Tuesday, May 5th, from 9:45 to 11:15. And we will have this up for discussion at that point, and we'll have another bill. Representative Lippert has a bill, and that will also be up for discussion on Tuesday. They both will be up on Tuesday. So with that,
Madam Chair?
Yes, Representative Hanson.
Well, I'm sorry. You brought up the Lippert bill. And I've received a ton of calls on that bill. And so that was the gist of my email earlier, just so that the public has the ability to speak to it too. Because as you pointed out in your comments, it's tragic what's taking place out here. And so I just wanted to make sure that the public had time and the ability to be able to weigh in on that. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes, thank you. On that one, we will be, that's been posted as well, so people should know about that. That bill will be before us. The amendments, again, would be due by 9:45 a.m. on Monday, May 4th. Public testimony, if they choose to have oral testimony, be able to be on the phone for that, they should also contact Ms. Connolly with a request to do that. We will be hearing both of these, and we have a time slot from 9:45 to 11:15, so we'll need to be done by 11:15. So we do encourage people to do written testimony if they want to, so that we can all know what that testimony is. But yes, if there's some people that want to provide personal testimony or oral testimony, that will be a possibility as well. Thanks for jumping in there. Representative Hamilton to kind of address that. I appreciate that. Okay, so that completes the agenda. Next meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, May 5th from 9:45 to 11:15. Amendments are due by 9:45 Monday, and with that, meeting is adjourned.